15, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul. You know, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think, and it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and if you got to resign, you do what you can to do it. And then, you know, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And a happy football Tuesday to everybody. We are broadcasting live from the Discount Drug Mart in Strongsville. Grand opening. Come on, let's hear it from all the people here. We got a big line of folks who are gathered. There we go. And they are gathered and lined up to the front of the store. We're at the back end to get autographs from Bernie Kosar, the one and only, Hanford Dixon, and current Browns tight end Ben Watson. The three of them here furiously signing away, taking photos with fans, all kinds of people bringing all kinds of stuff for them to autograph, and we're here and enjoying it for the whole full hour of this show. So we're going to be talking with you and talking with them. By the way, you'll hear from Bernie, you'll hear from Hanford, you'll hear from Ben Watson. Lots to cover today. And we normally do Ask Vic, the portion of the show where we take the questions that you submit via the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. We're going to do it a little different tonight because we have people here in person who want to ask questions of us, and we've pulled them from the line. And we'll start with you, young lady.
Hi.
Hi, your name?
My name is Connie Ramser. I'm
all
from
right.
Strongsville.
Outstanding. Connie, what's your question?
Well, as you can see, my son here loves Josh Cribbs.
Okay, yeah, he's got the Cribbs jersey on.
Absolutely. And we're wondering how impactful do you see him being this year on offense now that he's a veteran?
That's a great question. And, of course, he had a growing role last year as a receiver and used primarily as a guy who is very effective in space, getting the ball to him on plays that give him the room to do what he does best as a return guy and as a receiver, work in space. He was, I thought the impact he had last year, he was the most dynamic player on the football
Absolutely.
Team.
Absolutely.
All right, he made a huge difference as a receiver, second leading receiver on the team, and a guy who really, as a utility man, was doing more at receiver than I think even the Browns expected. But given the injuries at the position, the other issues that the team had offensively, it was great that he stepped up. I think he'll still be an important part of it. I do think this team will add more receivers and enhance that core.
Right.
But Josh isn't going to be forgotten. Josh is a very important part of it. Even though Josh has other things on his plate now, you know he's doing some acting. He's out
in LA
filming. In fact, he was going to be at the Nike unveiling of the uniforms today in New York.
Really?
Instead, Joe Hayden was there for the Browns. Josh is in LA shooting episodes of Hot in Cleveland.
Oh, good for Josh.
Yeah,
with Betty White, right?
Boy, with Betty White.
It's a good combination.
It is a great combination. I got a feeling she's in the scenes with him. I don't know all the details. But does that answer your question?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay?
Thank you so much,
Connie. We appreciate it. And appreciate you, young man. What's your son's name?
Mark.
Pleasure, buddy. Sir, your question and your name first.
Yes, Vic. Larry Farrar from Haynesville Township.
All right.
My question this evening to you is, as the Browns are about 3.5 weeks away from the NFL draft,
right,
do you foresee the Browns trading the number 4 pick to get additional picks this year?
I think it's possible. I would look at it as being, I'm not going to use the word likely, but I certainly am on the lookout for it myself, just given this team's history of doing that. Tom Heckert likes to wheel and deal, likes to pick up the additional picks. They go into the draft with 13, but I wouldn't rule out the possibility of moving down only, though, with a target in mind, like who's the player they want to get at fill in the spot X. So spot, let's use for argument's sake, because it's come up a lot, St. Louis, ironically, the team that the Browns couldn't get the deal done with to move up to 2, move down to 6 with them because the presumption goes the Rams want to move up to 4 to target their guy, if that guy is Justin Blackmon, for instance. And then the Browns at 6 have multiple options. Could still be a Trent Richardson there, the running back from Bama. Could still be a Morris Claiborne there, the corner from LSU. And I think the options are galore if they were to do that, pick up some premium picks. And you're looking at a team, as you well know, that needs a lot of help in a lot of different places. The best way it can get that help is to have, I think, as many good premium picks as possible and, of course, do good drafting. So, Alt, does that satisfy you?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. We appreciate it. All right. We're just getting started. We're going to have a conversation coming up with Bernie Kosar. We're going to have to yank him away from the autograph table just temporarily, folks, to sit in on set and chat with us. This Browns draft discussion will be going hot and heavy. We are, 23 days, I believe, and counting until the 2012 draft. So it's a hot topic. Much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily. We are driven by Liberty Ford, and we are broadcasting to you live from Discount Drug Mart. Come in and say hello. Come and say hi. Come and get an autograph. Chomps is here, the Browns official mascot. Check him out as well. People are here. Lots of smiles on the faces. So join the party over at the Discount Drug Mart grand opening in Strongsville on Prospect and 82. Stick around for much more on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Naval Heights, Brunswick.
Med and NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runouts, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12. True to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Spring is here, Harley Riders. On Saturday, April 7th, head to Southeast Harley-Davidson for the annual Easter Egg Extravaganza, happening from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. The best time to save is during the Easter Egg Extravaganza, with 15% off the Harley-Davidson motorcycle collection in the parts department and 20% off Harley-Davidson rain gear and licensed T-shirts. The Easter Egg Extravaganza happens Saturday, April 7th, only at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480. The MBA program at John Carroll University's Bowler School of Business is built on the Jesuit tradition of excellence and ethics and is designed to develop business professionals who lead with confidence, values, and passion. Courses taught by experienced professionals will prepare you for today's corporate challenges in your field. To learn more, visit jcu.edu/MBA now. Cleveland football can reinvent themselves with the draft.
Cleveland select.
You can reinvent yourself with John Carroll's Bowler School of Business.
The worldwide leader in Cleveland cybersports, the all-new ESPNCleveland.com. Breaking news, the best blogs, and podcasts of your favorite ESPN Cleveland shows. It's the web's best site for all things Cleveland sports. Browns, Cavs, Indians, Ohio State, the Monsters, and more. Stay connected 24/7, 365 to the pulse of a Cleveland sports scene.
Where do you go when you want to know? The all-new ESPNCleveland.com.
Say what you want. Say what you will. Say what you need to. Billboard Connection knows how to say it for you. Billboard Connection is the world's leading expert in helping you get the message out and let you be seen. They do it all when it comes to large format advertising. Billboards, buses, malls, and so much more. Big or small, they have the right solutions for you. Find them online at StarPointStudio.com along with all their partners. They're the answer for what you need to say. Billboard Connection can say it the right way. They're the exclusive branding partner of WKNR, and that says it all. Check them out at StarPointStudio.com. Today, and you can say it your way.
Back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, broadcasting live from Discount Drug Mart in Strongsville, the grand opening here on Prospect and 82. Come on out. Autograph time. We've got some legendary players here in Bernie Kosar and Hanford Dixon. And we've got standout Browns tight end Ben Watson as well, all signing away for you. We've pulled Bernie away from the signing table to chat with you. But before you have a conversation with Bernie Kosar on this show, you must play the music. Play the music, Emmett.
Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw.
And he's with us for the first of his two weekly visits. Bernie, how you doing?
Doing very good today.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's got to be fun to have all these folks come on out and get a chance to interact with them. And I know your wrist has got to be worn out here. You've been signing for, I don't know, the last couple of hours, nonstop.
Well, I'd like to thank the Discount Drug Mart guys, Doug Bouget and his family, do a fantastic job.
They do.
Any chance in our Ohio area to get out if you need stuff, make sure you get down to Discount Drug Mart. And I had a great, funny, eye-opening experience today.
Yeah, tell me.
I met two young men who the father named their son Kosar.
That's
first
wild.
Name. So wow. Kosar Steele. Michael Steele's out there. He named his son Kosar. He's 4 years old. So
that's pretty awesome.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I like that. And they've had you signing different kinds of things. I saw a chair from the old stadium come your way. I mean, a big metal heavy chair that you autographed.
Yeah, thank God technology has picked up and the guy wasn't mad at me, because that chair would take a piece out of you.
That's
so
a
big
scary
and
looking chair. But no,
it brought back nice memories,
yeah,
though, to see the old stadium. And
sure,
it was a 19 chair, and I got a couple of them from the old stadium too. So
I know it's nice to always have people remember, and people, with you, it's just an ongoing thing. I know from the time that you put on a Browns uniform, and it's just been continuous. But I know you don't take this for granted, Bernie. I know when you have a chance to interact with people, it's special. You've told me this before. This is not a new thing that I know, but just to talk about it here on the show, because we're doing this thing, what does it mean to have folks come out with, mostly in the age group, the demo that would remember you as a player, but then bring in their little kids who are walking up with helmets and such?
You know, that's what's really special about our area, and the loyalty and the love that people have from this area for one another who are from here. And to see so many of the people that I grew up with playing, and then to have their kids. I mean, there's a young man, say 7 years old. He goes, "I'm your youngest and best fan, Mr. Kosar." I go, "Well, if you're a best fan, you don't have to call me Mister." But to see, you know, to see the support and in the area, and you know, I'm almost going on, I think, 13 years since I've retired.
Right.
25 years almost from when we played some of the bigger games here, and the memory that people have, and the kids under 20 that talk about the games. You know, thank God for ESPN Classic.
Oh, sure. I was watching you today in my office on NFL Network as well, and you it keeps you ageless. It's
was that the, was that the clutch quarterback drive?
It was. Yes, it was. It was. Bernie,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Bernie, we want to talk about the draft, because it's a topic. We're now 23 days and counting until the 2012 draft, and it's just a nonstop discussion, nonstop dialogue, and we both understand that. And I think it intensifies as teams bring in players for visits. There's about there are 30 players that each team can bring in for visits, and the purpose for doing that, I mean, it's multifold. One, to get to know a guy a little better in the building, in circumstances where you're not under the rush, you don't have the pressure of time. But two, to maybe let other people around the league, and not that the Browns go out and announce we've got, in fact, they don't officially say we've got players X, Y, and Z in the building here, draft prospects, but I guess it never hurts to let other teams know who you're visiting.
Well, I think it works both ways, and you've seen over the years a lot of different strategies, but one thing specific, that 23 days before the draft, sometimes you want to keep people guessing, and just because teams have guys in, sometimes I know teams that have brought guys in to kind of throw a smokescreen out there, because a lot of jockeying goes back and forth. And even this year now, we've talked about it at length on the show multiple times, with the hard rookie salary cap, these top picks are really a premium right now. And again, we talked about it last week, but what St. Louis did with Washington to get that second pick, there's a lot of people now that aggressively want to come and get specific players at a certain pick. and they're trading a lot more for it. So there's even more, I think, back and forth and more jockeying going on right now.
And it's interesting to see. We had this discussion about Ryan Tannehill's stock rising sort of suddenly, but he's getting, I mean, you hear different people. Bill Polian was on this show yesterday, the former NFL executive, worked for the most recently in the Indianapolis Colts, the man who drafted Peyton Manning. He was praising, gushing about Ryan Tannehill's skill and upside and all those good things. But with regard to where he's picked and the fourth overall spot where some analysts want to place him, could be too high, and Bill Polian mentioned that as a possibility. He also mentioned how Miami could be very interested in him and so forth. But the other guy that I also think has had more traction as someone that people emphatically, we get the interaction in Facebook and Twitter from fans, Trent Richardson. It's like a Trent Richardson has got to be the guy, because you know, people just look at A, the Browns have a need for a running back, and B, put him on the Browns team. My question to you though is, do you think a running back is the best way to go for a club that yes runs the football but doesn't pound the football the way it did prior to Pat Shurmur's arrival? This is not a really pounded, grinded out football team.
Well, I probably would have agreed 100% with you before Trent Richardson's workout last week. I still think I do, but he was so phenomenal at this workout and showing how he's come back from, he had a little bit of knee scope or something at the end of the season. But his body of work is something up there in that Peterson range with the Vikings.
Yeah.
And I know last year when Peyton Hillis was at full strength playing good, that Browns offense and Colt McCoy and the receivers actually look better. So there's an element of play when people are really focused on the running game that actually helps the quarterback out and helps the passing game out. And again, there's a lot of schools of thought with that compared to in a passing league now with some really athletic receivers that have been rumored to be in some at the fourth pick, the 22nd pick, and then second, third, fourth round. There's some receivers that are under the radar screen that could really be difference makers. We all remember Mike Wallace was a third round receiver pick, and look at how everybody feels about him right now. So there's a lot of picks in the first few rounds, and there's a lot of interest in certain players. So I think the Browns are in an enviable spot because with Tannehill getting all this press, if the Browns, if they believe in that's a future guy, then that's something that, you know, you look at. If not, I think there'll be a lot of interest in that pick.
Bernie Kosar joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast live from Discount Drug Mart in Strongsville, the grand opening of this store on Prospect and 82. Come on out. Bernie Kosar signing autographs. We've got Hanford Dixon and Ben Watson here as well. Fans, of course, gathering here all over the place to see you guys and be part of all this. But, Bernie, with regard to one more point about Richardson is his versatility. He can catch the ball well out of the backfield. That makes him a good fit in this offense. And you've got a head coach in Shurmur who understands how to make use of Steven Jackson, the way he utilized him in St. Louis. You've got Brad Childress, who, of course, who made good use of Adrian Peterson. I still say, though, that I get a little nervous about a fourth overall pick for a running back. That's the only thing, that just because how many years do you have the guy? How long is that meteor burn for a back at that position?
And optimally, you want to get that premier top running back in his youth when you're peaking towards making a run at the elite teams in the league. But, again, sometimes guys are too good to pass up. And, again, though, it's just dangerous. But part of the draft and part of the things that go on with the draft is jockeying for positions. And most all teams, I don't say all teams, most teams agree that sometimes is too high for running back. So if that is the guy that's we're in love with, you may be able to still mess around some with St. Louis at 6, sure. Jacksonville at 7, Miami at 8, because they have needs that don't appear to be Trent Richardson needs.
And a fan was up here earlier, Larry, I believe he was one of the folks that was came out to the store, asked the question about the possibility of moving down from 4 and getting more picks and still, of course, targeting that premium guy that you want. Because I guess the question is, you can move down, but how far do you move down? Where do you move down, and for whom do you move down?
Absolutely. And at the end of the day, there's only X amount of premier difference makers in any given draft. And this year, you know, that could be anywhere from, debatably, from 4 to 8 guys.
Right.
And we've talked about maybe not wanting to go farther than 8th. Tampa Bay's behind us. You know, they're set at quarterback. There's
they want Richardson back.
They want Richardson.
According to the gossip.
But they want it's Richardson, but Schiano being a defensive guy,
yeah.
Butch Davis being a defensive guy, and being here in the Browns for a while. I know they love Claiborne too.
Sure.
So it's probably between those two. The rumor on the Wunderling text.
Yeah. What do you?
I really get discouraged and disappointed for the young man. It's probably not true to start with because that's really
and that gets put out there a lot of times. People don't realize that gets put out there to affect the guy's positioning for another team that wants him.
Yeah, and that's really a sad thing because I don't even want to name other names, but we all know when a story like this comes out, we rehash 10 guys, of which some are my friends,
right,
who didn't have great Wunderlich scores, supposedly, like Dan, and had a great NFL career. It's something that it's supposed to be private. It's supposed to be confidential.
Yeah.
We don't even know if it's true. And there could be other circumstances because he didn't make it that long in college eligible if a score like that is the real reality
right.
of it.
Right. No, I agree. And I think, again, things are done with purpose. And a lot of times that purpose is really sort of like espionage. I mean, there is a lot. There's competitive people are trying to compete, and teams will put information out there, sadly, for the sole idea of affecting a guy's status. We know going way back to the drafts of the early 80s where it affected Dan Marino. I mean, that's been well publicized,
right,
about some of the stuff that came out of him pushing him toward the bottom of the draft, and Don Shula doing his due diligence before the pick, talking to Foch Fazio, the then coach at Pitt, to get more information, talking to his high school coach, I remember, and Shula finally said, "We got to draft this guy."
Absolutely, and
that worked out pretty well.
It worked out really good. And look, it's to the point too where I don't want to discourage any other professions, but it's just not other teams too. You know, sometimes it's a jealous agent who didn't really get him, or somebody who wants to get his guy up a little higher, his guy is competing against maybe a Claiborne for a certain valuable pick, because there's a lot of money at stake for people other than the player who's picked, like their agent, their marketing people. And there's certain guys that, from that side of it, will release rumors or anonymous quotes that find their way into things that we're talking about.
Bernie, good stuff. I'll let you get back to the autograph table. A lot of folks are there waiting on you, and we appreciate you taking the time. We'll join you. You'll join us, or we'll join you, whatever, later in the week.
Looking forward to it.
All right. He is Bernie Kosar, the one and only, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, broadcasting to you live from the Discount Drug Mart in Strongsville. Our grand opening. Come on out and see us. We're here to the very top of the hour. Stick around. Much more of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here, talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. With over 30 years in Northeast Ohio, it's certain Liberty Ford will make your next vehicle purchase an easy one. A friendly and knowledgeable staff paired with high-quality customer service makes the Liberty experience impossible to beat. Plus, their guaranteed financing, award-winning service department, and body shop just add to it. Visit Liberty Ford today or go to libertyford.com.
Wings, if you love rings and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a loop.
Sink your teeth into much madness with our revved up loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a loop.
Looking for a new pharmacy? Choose Discount Drug Mart for fast, friendly, convenient service. New customers, start the new year off right by earning 500 Pro Points with a new or transferred prescription. Pro Points can be redeemed for free Indians, Cavs, Monsters, or Gladiators memorabilia and game time experiences. Start saving today with our $1.99 generic prescription program, which includes diabetes, blood pressure, cholesterol, and antibiotic medications.
Hurry, offer ends January 31st, 2012. See store for details. Discount Drug Mart is open every day, including holidays. There's no guarantee your new proposal will be approved by your biggest client. No guarantee your son will win his lacrosse tournament. We live in a world where guarantees are few and far between. But when you invest in municipal bonds insured by Assured Guarantee, every dime of principal and interest is guaranteed. Savvy investors rely on Assured Guarantee's financial strength and municipal credit experience. For insured municipal bonds, talk to your financial advisor or visit thinkassuredguarantee.com.
Facility maintenance pros, ask yourself this question. Self, does managing my facility's inventory drive me crazy? If yourself answered yes, then Grainger, the best resource for facility supplies, offers KeepStock, the service that helps take the cost out of managing your inventory. With KeepStock, you'll know exactly what you have, where to find it when you need it, and you can stop all this talking to yourself. To learn more, contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The worldwide leader in Cleveland cyber sports. The all-new ESPNCleveland.com. Breaking news, the best blogs, and podcasts of your favorite ESPN Cleveland shows. It's the web's best site for all things Cleveland sports. Browns, Cavs, Indians, Ohio State, the Monsters, and more. Stay connected 24/7, 365 through the pulse of a Cleveland sports team.
Where do you go when you want to know? The all-new ESPNCleveland.com.
Will Burge here for the all-new Menor Nissan, where they sell Nissans for less. Looking for a new ride? Check out MenorNissan.com. You'll find the car you want at a price that's clearly marked. John Ashby and his staff make your experience fast, easy, and hassle-free. They're the team that I use, and you should too. Right now, tell them Will Burge sent you, and you get 3 years free maintenance on any new or used vehicle you purchase from Menor Nissan. For the lowest prices on Nissans, it's the all-new Menor Nissan at MenorNissan.com.
Spring is here, Harley Riders. On Saturday, April 7th, hit the Southeast Harley Davidson for the annual Easter Egg Extravaganza, happening from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. The best time to save is during the Easter Egg Extravaganza, with 15% off the Harley Davidson motorcycle collection in the parts department and 20% off Harley Davidson rain gear and licensed t-shirts. The Easter Egg Extravaganza happens Saturday, April 7th, only at Southeast Harley Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we want to remind you that you can celebrate. We're broadcasting live, by the way, from the newest Discount Drug Mart, the grand opening here in Strongsville, Prospect and 82. You can celebrate one of the most exciting nights of the year with the Cleveland Browns at the 2012 draft party. That's on Thursday, April 26th at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Admission is free and doors are open at 6 p.m. For more information, visit clevelandbrowns.com. A whole bunch of you visiting here to see Bernie Kosar, to see Ben Watson. They're here signing autographs, and to see our good buddy who's on the set with us right now, Hanford Hot Dog Dixon. How you doing, Hanford?
I'm good, Vic. How are you?
All right. Making one of his two regular visits per week on this show. Hanford, today in New York, there was an unveiling. You heard about it. Nike unveiling the new uniforms, and representatives of each of the 32 teams' players were there to model them. Joe Hayden, you'll be happy, a corner, represented the Browns. He was there in Manhattan, and just checking in with our folks who were there as well from the Browns. First of all, we know, and the photos are all out there, the uni hasn't changed. The look, the design, all that is the same. I guess the big thing that I heard Joe talk about and other players who were interviewed about it, Hanford, was the fit and the feel that this, and it made like a significant difference to them. I got to ask you, all those years that you wore a uniform in the NFL, all your football life, fit, feel. Is that a big deal?
Well, it's a very big deal. You have a lot of players in the league, and like myself, I mean, I was a very superstitious guy. I mean, just absolutely very superstitious. I mean, my uniform, my shoes, my, what I had on under my uniform, like the shirts and all, it had to all be set in a certain way.
All right, break it down. What were the rituals?
Well, just to give an example, under my shoulder pads, I always wore this particular shirt. shirt, and this shirt was just cut a certain way. The sleeve, there was pretty much a long sleeve cover my elbows, but it didn't go all the way down to my wrist. My jerseys, for instance, my jersey always had to be, it wasn't cut, it wasn't looking, it was looking sharp, you know what I mean? But it was just barely, it was covering my waist, and because I couldn't stand anything really inside of my pants. I mean,
now, was that a violation, though? Didn't the league require you guys tuck in?
That's why I took it and I did a little tailoring to it to make it not a violation, if you understand what I'm saying, because one thing you don't mess with the league.
Because they want to take money out of your pocket.
They take money out of your pocket, and you know, they have the uniformed police that's right there on the sideline that's watching every move you make. But and then these pants, I mean, my pants, I couldn't stand tight pants. I mean, some guys like the tight pants. I mean, me, I never liked them. I wanted my pants loose on me, and then, of course, you know, that towel came down. But I'll tell you this, Vic. If I got there and if something was wrong, something was missing with my uniform or something that I don't wear every week, I mean, I would go crazy. I mean, I would just absolutely go crazy.
A lot's been said about the fact that the uniform, the Browns uniform in particular, because the Browns fans will speak up on this quite obviously, didn't change. You know, they wanted to see some differences in design and look. And Nike, being a company that puts out some wonderful apparel and great looking stuff. The feeling was, well, they get a hold of this, they'll do something radically different. Now, that didn't happen. It doesn't mean it never happens, but it didn't happen this year with the first year of Nike taking over after Reebok had the agreement with the league. But what I wonder about, my thinking for those who ask about why, you know, you're standing pat, why the Browns don't want to make those changes, it's a traditionalist attitude. The organization, I think, believes, and I'm not speaking for it, but my sense is that what I can gather just listening to the folks around the building in Berea, that the tradition that goes back to you and Bernie Kosar, that goes back all the way to the Hall of Famers, to Otto Graham, to Jim Brown, all that wearing the guys who've worn this year after year, that you followed and Ben Watson has followed, that you guys are part of a lineage, a line, a legacy, and nobody wants to be the one to break that up. I that's my sense.
Well, I like our uniforms. I mean, I've always liked our uniforms. I sit here and I listen to people talk about the uniforms, and for some strange reason, you know, I always liked the white on white. I mean, I thought that was great. You know, we wear, I think Ben right now is wearing one of the white jerseys with the brown number.
He's got that look on his face. That's right.
But I love the, the brown jersey. I just absolutely love our uniform, but I can't figure out why people don't like the. A lot of people out here, I don't know what, you know, if you hear the same thing.
I hear it, but to me, I'm with you. I'm a traditionalist.
Right.
I mean, it's not about just being old school. It's about the feeling. That's the Browns. That's the team, my team, and what it is wearing, and what I expect. When I go there, I think if I see something too different, I'm going to say, whoa, you know.
Well, and then I go back, just like you said, I go back to, and I start thinking about all the guys that have worn that uniform, and you just named some of them, talking about a Jim Brown, talking about Otto Graham, talking about, Ozzie Newsome.
Dante Lavelle. These are great.
And I take that back. When I talk to these guys, I say, Mr. Lavelle.
Mr. Graham, right.
I have to say Mr. to
exactly,
all of them, but
exactly. We saw Ozzie at the league meetings in Palm Beach, and it was a lot of fun to get together with him. I could not envision myself showing him something newfangled and that he wouldn't recognize that he wore. Now, he gets it. He's now a GM of a football team. So the Ravens, as a newer club, okay, maybe you want to, they can tinker with it. Carolina and Seattle made the most dramatic changes, I think, of the two out of 32. But they're newer franchises. I think there isn't that same level of
I know Seattle goes back a longer way than Carolina, but I don't know that it has the same impact there that it does with the, again, the Browns, the longtime traditional team, Steelers, and so forth.
Well, and again, I agree with you, and I'll say this. I am really glad that we didn't make any changes or any significant changes with the uniforms, because I don't know if a lot of people want to see the NFL teams. You know how you have the college teams right now, and they're making these uniforms very colorful, and they're doing everything to them. I mean, that's college. Okay, that's fine for college. But again, you hit it right on the head. There's a lot of tradition. There's a lot of guys that have worn these uniforms. There's a lot of guys, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears in these uniforms. I like them just the way they are, and I say let's keep them right there, partner.
Hanford Top Dog Dixon joining us here live on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from the grand opening of the Discount Drug Mart in Strongsville on Prospect and 82. And Hanford, along with Bernie Kosar, along with Ben Watson, signing autographs. A long line of folks here getting their autographs and enjoying this, and we encourage you to come on out and say hello to us. Speaking of that uniform and who is going to wear it next, and that's coming up now in a matter of 23 days and counting, and I think it gets to, I'm not sure that anything has necessarily been crystallized, but the discussion, the talk about how pivotal the Browns' fourth pick is and how it's going to affect pretty much a lot of what happens throughout, not just the first round, but the rest of the draft. And it's been leading to a lot of speculation as to, of course, you know, what direction does this team go. I think the best part of a very exciting draft for the Browns is that you and I can't sit here, and we could bring Kosar into the discussion and bring Watson into the discussion. The four of us could get together and have four completely different but legitimate opinions about what this team does it for. Watson's going to say no tight end, but that's another story.
Well, I can tell you this. I don't have a clue what we're going to do, and I don't think anyone knows what we're going to do. And that's the great thing about it right now. That's the excitement, because you know as well as I do, right now everybody's throwing out little smoke screens. This thing is going to change, I'm telling you. In this 20 or something our days, it's going to change maybe 100 times. And at number four, if we decide to stay there, you know, there's a lot of options. We've heard that maybe we may trade down a few spots, nothing past number eight. If we stay in the number four pick, I mean, there is some great, great athletes that are going to be on the board. I mean, offensively and defensively. And I got to believe that those guys are just going to take the best available, whoever's rated the highest on our board. And I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem if it's Trent Richardson. I don't have a problem if it's the Justin Blackman, the wide receiver. I mean, I just do not have a problem with it because, again, I'm not over there every day. I'm not looking at these guys. I'm not watching all the films that Heckert and Holmgren and their crew, what they're watching. What we have to do is we just got to have a lot of faith in those guys, and I do, that they know what they're doing. And, again, because this is what they do 24-7.
Right.
And I'm sure that they're going to make the right fit. And I keep saying this and saying it over. I think this year is going to be the year after the draft and after we put this whole thing together, after training camp and everything, I think this is going to be the year where we're going to make that move, and they're going to see improvement on this football team.
Well, I agree with you, because the opportunity is there with the number of picks, with the maneuvering, even if you stay pat with what you have, and that's likely not to happen, but with the sheer number of picks, 13 of them, and the people who know what they're doing drafting, which I believe is the case, gets you there. Another point, and we're visiting, of course, with Hanford Dixon here at the Discount Drug Mart in Strongsville, the grand opening. The notion that you have Ryan Tannehill, some people want to just put him flat out at the Brown spot at four, saying, okay, didn't get RG3, so go to the next guy, go to Tannehill. When I heard that at that very moment, to go back to my point about differing opinions of what could be for the Browns at number four, that's when I knew this thing was completely up in the air. That's when I knew people are guessing, pulling things out of whole cloth. Because Ryan Tannehill, as interesting as a guy he is, He's still this guy who's only had 20 starts, who's played more receiver than quarterback in college, who's raw as raw can be. It's not, and he throws a good football, but you don't, I mean, I think there's so many unknowns with him, Hanford, too many for me to say comfortably, yep, pick him at four. And to have draft picks do that, and some respect, Todd McShay, some of the people whose opinions I like to listen to and think they carry some merit. But I'm sitting back there saying, wow, people are now pulling stuff out of the sky.
Well, it's a scary pick. I mean, it really is. It's just, for us,
yeah,
it's a scary pick. I mean, it's a scary pick for us, again, at the number four pick.
Yeah.
I mean, we just don't know a lot about him, just like you said. I mean, you just don't know what you're going to get with this kid.
Yeah.
And who knows? I mean, he may come into the league and he just may be a phenomenal quarterback. And we hope that's the case for him. But for us to take him with that number four pick, I'm just scared of that. I really am.
Yeah.
But again, I'm not the one making this pick, and I'm kind of glad I'm not making this pick.
I'm just glad I could sit back. We just get to talk about it.
We get to sit back and we get to talk about it.
No consequences.
And he is, correct me if I'm wrong, is one of the guys that we're going to bring in.
Now, the team hasn't announced it. I would guess that Tom Heckert said 30, all 30, or they would likely use all 30 of their visits that they can bring in.
Yeah, because I know we're bringing in some guys,
I didn't
know.
It wouldn't surprise me that he comes in.
And I didn't know if he was one of the guys or not. But you know, he had
to look for him in the cafeteria.
Well, we can still bring him in here. That pick just scared me at number four.
I don't know if
he's the guy we want.
One thing I want to ask you before we let you get back to the autographs. So this day and something like this where you get a chance, and I know you do this periodically and at different events, but to be out here at Discount Drug Mart, Strongsville, to have people come by and have pictures for you to sign, helmets for you to sign. How important is it for you? And it must be a fun thing to know that, hey, they still remember, they still care, they still love you.
Well, there's no question about it. I mean, the fans in Cleveland, I mean, the best fans anywhere in the world. I don't care where I am or where I go, I always tell people that. And to come here and to see the fans and to interact with them is just phenomenal with me. I get a kick out of the kids, though.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I really get a kick out of the kids messing with them, the little brothers and the little sisters, and giving them a hard time, especially the brothers who I think give the sister a hard time.
Sure.
And I like to ask that question to them, who's giving who a hard time, and see that response. But you hit that right on the head. I mean, to just come out here and just see everybody and see the support that these fans have for this city and the Cleveland Browns is just phenomenal. And I'll tell you over and over again, I tell a lot of the guys, I tell Ben and a lot of them, I said, man, you wait. And that's going to come real, real soon. When you guys start winning again, this town is just going to embrace you like
yes.
you have never seen before, because we do it now.
That's what I mean.
We love our Cleveland Browns.
This does my heart good. This is a warming experience. One of my first big remotes with this show since we've been on the air since July. To see this turnout and to see the love and the passion. I signed up for this job because I believe Browns fans cared enough, passionate, happy or passionate, angry. There's been a lot of passionate, angry, but you know what? I'm okay with it as long as they're passionate and they care. This is verifying for me, reaffirming for me why I'm here, Hanford. Seriously.
Well, I'll tell you this story real quick. I know we got to move. And I'm sure I've told you this before, but here I am. I'm going to work out, and this particular day, not looking at what I was doing, I grabbed I had on Browns shorts, but I had on a Ravens shirt.
Yeah.
And in the gym, I had this guy look at me, and then I realized I had on a Ravens shirt, and then I looked at him and I said, "Let me tell you something. Don't you dare question my loyalty." I said, "You know I bleed orange and brown."
That was just a gift from Ozzy.
This is a gift from Ozzy, so
exactly.
Don't even try.
If it's free, it's me.
Right.
Thank you so much, Hanford. We appreciate it. We'll visit with
welcome.
You again later in the week. He is Hanford Top Dog Dixon joining us here. You know the bark. On Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game. We are broadcasting live from Discount Drug Mart in Strongsville. Come on out and see us. Here still to the top of the hour, Hanford Dixon signing autographs, Fernie Kosar, Ben Watson. Come out and say hello.
Looking looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up Loop favorite. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food.
Spring is here, Harley Riders. On Saturday, April 7th, head to Southeast Harley-Davidson for the annual Easter Extravaganza, happening from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. The best time to save is during the Easter Extravaganza, with 15% off the Harley-Davidson motorcycle collection in the parts department and 20% off Harley-Davidson rain gear and licensed T-shirts. The Easter Extravaganza happens Saturday, April 7th, only at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
Tribe fans, relive the Wahoo Glory Days with ESPN Cleveland at Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar on Monday, April 23rd. It's an evening with Indians legend Sandy Alomar Jr. Guests will receive an intimate meet and greet with Sandy, including an autograph and picture and a three-course meal from Fleming's. The Hooligans will be broadcasting from 3 to 6, followed by an exclusive Q&A session with Sandy, all for just $99. For more information or to book your reservations, go to ESPNCleveland.com/Sandy. That's ESPNCleveland.com/Sandy. Hurry, space is limited. A portion of the proceeds benefit Cleveland Indians charities. An evening with Sandy Alomar Jr. is brought to you by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar, Huey's Event Production Services, Amazing Tickets, Nemacolin Woodlands Resort, Delta Airlines, Lycan Motor Companies, Mercedes-Benz, Dennis Kreider Photography, MT Business Technology, Sweetbriar Golf and Pro Shop, Network Radiology, and ESPN Cleveland.
The worldwide leader in Cleveland cyber sports, the all-new ESPNCleveland.com. Breaking news, the best blogs, and podcasts of your favorite ESPN Cleveland shows. It's the web's best site for all things Cleveland sports. Browns, Cavs, Indians, Ohio State, the Monsters, and more. Stay connected 24/7, 365 to the pulse of the Cleveland sports scene.
Where do you go when you want to know? The all-new ESPNCleveland.com.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast live from Discount Drug Mart in Strongsville, the grand opening of this store. We have got Bernie Kosar and Hanford Dixon and Ben Watson. You're going to hear from him in just a minute. Browns tight end. But Browns fans experience the great benefits of being a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder. 2012 season tickets, they're on sale now. And more affordable than ever, with tickets starting at $32, go to ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. This segment brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game and in the house is Ben Watson. How you doing, Ben?
I need a nickname. I mean, yes. Top dog and all that stuff. I mean,
Bernie.
Can I get something?
We'll work on something.
Ben Big Guns Watson or something. I don't know. I've been working on my...
The guns are working.
I've been working out a little bit.
Nice.
I need a nickname, man. It made me feel bad. You know, somebody here like wrestlers and stuff with the nickname like boxers.
You should. We should be working on that. All right. I got an off-season project, so we'll work on it. Welcome to the show, and thank you for taking a couple of minutes with us here. Are you having fun? This is a good time.
Having a good time.
Mingling with people.
Good time hanging out here at Drug Mart. A lot of people out here. Definitely a lot of support.
What do they want to know from you? Do they ask questions besides, you know, giving you something to sign? Are they asking, like, team questions?
You already know what the main one is. In about 20 days, it's going to be a draft, and everybody wants to know who the Browns are going to take. And I always say, if I made that much money to make that decision, I wouldn't be sitting here.
That works.
You know, that's the million-dollar question, and, you know, I don't know the answer to that. I do know that, I mean, we could obviously use a lot. We have a lot of picks, so.
Yeah, 13 picks.
I mean, who knows? I mean, I know we went defense a lot, so maybe we'll go offense. Who knows?
Do you, will you watch the draft? Is it something as a player,
yeah,
when you're on a team, you know, all the years you've been in the league, New England and here, what do you do on draft day? Do you pay close attention to what your team's doing?
Motivation. Motivation. I see these young guys coming in, and it kind of kicks the year off for me, you know, because usually the way the offseason goes, the draft kind of marks, you know, the beginning of the offseason within a couple weeks, and it kind of kicks it off. But also, I've guys that I know that are in the draft. You know, if I know a player, like there's a guy, Orson Charles, tight end from Georgia. So I'll watch him when I know guys that are going to get drafted. So
sure. And you're a good veteran teammate. You, when young kids come in, even though it is dog-eat-dog and competitive, and somebody's in there to take, quote, your job, because that's what you did that to somebody else
when you
came in the league.
That's so messed up, isn't it?
But it is. But I see you as a guy who imparts some knowledge and tries to help out. I know that's not true with everybody.
Yeah.
You do that.
Definitely, because it was done for me. You know, when I got drafted, a couple guys, Daniel Graham, Christian Fourier, these guys were tight ends, and I came in, and they kind of took me under their wing. That they taught me how to study film, how to take care of my body, all those things. They taught me how to make plays and point things out to me on film. So that's what it's about. I mean, it's obviously a competition, but it's also a family, and you're trying to do the best you can to prepare guys to play in this league.
Speaking of taking care of your body, you talk about the off season and workouts. In a couple of weeks, all of you will be reporting to Berea for the official team sessions. But what have you been doing in the meantime to get yourself prepared?
Yeah.
What are you doing in the off season?
Yeah, well, obviously, I was always told the older you get, the quicker you have to get back working out after the season. You can't take as much time off. So, you know, I've been doing some working out physically, obviously, but I've also been doing a lot, you know, from a mental health standpoint. I sustained a couple concussions last year. So I've been doing some things, you know, sharpening my brain, making sure I'm ready for next year.
For instance,
you know, you always see older people doing stuff like crossword puzzles, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's actually programs that you can do to help strengthen different parts of your brain. You know, from, you know, each part of your brain is controls certain things,
right,
whether it's your attention, whether it's how you hear words, process words. So there's different actually exercises you can do for that. So I've been doing some of that. Obviously, you know, was down at the NFLPA meetings a little while ago.
I want to tell people, if they don't know, you've recently been named to the executive committee of NFLPA. Congratulations.
Appreciate that.
What does that mean? What do you do? What's the job?
what does it mean? Well, there's a little more responsibility as far as, you know, being up on the issues. There's also responsibility of disseminating information that you get from the president down to the board of reps and pretty much to all the guys in the league, pushing programs that the NFL has, that the NFLPA has, as far as, you know, developing guys for when they leave the game, health and safety issues, stuff like that. So, basically, there's a large responsibility to kind of push the player issues and player safety. And luckily, we're in a time right now where we have 10 years of labor peace, so we can really focus on developing players for the time when they leave the game.
You know, you bring that up because a year ago this time, so much uncertainty, such an awful period when we didn't know if we were going to have a 2011 season, and all, especially you as players, not knowing if you'd have jobs, if you'd have an income in that you've had. So tell me about the difference, and especially in this new capacity, that I guess you take nothing for granted, right? I mean, you remind, we talk about bringing knowledge to younger players.
Yeah.
It's about now educating them about, okay, it's good times and peace times now labor-wise, but you just don't take that for granted. You still got a plan for your future and all those things.
You don't. And, you know, heading into last year, heading into the lockout, it was amazing being able to connect with former players who have been through, you know, lockouts and or strikes in the past to kind of tell us what it was like and what to expect. You know, now this class coming in is going to have no idea about what happened last year. They're just going to think that the NFL never had two-a-days. You know,
right.
You know, they're going to be...
You remember.
I remember walking uphill both ways to practice in the snow, carrying my pads. I mean, you know, really, so these guys, you know, aren't going to know. So it's important, you know, to let them know that some of the things that they are enjoying now have been fought for, and there was some give and there was some take on both sides. You know, the NFL got some wins in the CBA, and so did players. And you know, the great thing was about it was just showing the world that we can work together as players and as owners, and we can come and meet in the middle and have a productive game.
Ben Watson joining us, Browns tight end, here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast live from the Discount Drug Mart in Strongsville, the grand opening of this store. Ben, with the differences in off-season workouts, you just talked about that, the really curtailing of so much that's done, the limits, what is it, like 14, I think, contact sessions, the time that you can do stuff, very limited in this off-season, beginning April 16th, I believe it is. A lot of that came out of the CBA, that the players wanted less of that, presumably to have more lifespan on your body. But are you walking a fine line between getting enough practice or too little? Is there a little concern with that?
Well, I think if you look at the season that we just had, I think everybody would say this was a very exciting football season, that you had teams coming into the playoffs and teams, the playoffs were some of the most exciting that we've ever had. So the fact that we didn't have the off season, guys were able to adapt to that and guys were able to play. Now, obviously, for a team like us, we need a lot of work, in the off season. So we're going to get that. We're going to have plenty of time to do that. And as long as the playing field is even, it's not like coaches always kill me with it. And they stay up till 3 a.m. saying, hey, well, somebody else might be doing it too.
Yeah.
But the whole point is, okay, we're going to cap it at this number. Coaches, players, you get in, you work very hard, and you try to get as much done as you can in that amount of time, and everybody has the same amount of time.
Okay. Well, Ben, great stuff from you. We appreciate it. We got a lot of people I know wanting your autograph over there. But thanks for joining us, and look forward to seeing you in the building in a couple of weeks, my friend.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there. I was there yesterday. I'm looking for you.
Yeah, come on up and say hi. Don't be a stranger.
I'll see you in a couple of days.
I appreciate it.
All right.
Ben Watson, Browns tight end, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We are broadcasting live from the Discount Drug Mart in Strongsville, and a whole bunch of people here getting Ben's autograph, Bernie Kosar's autograph, Hanford Dixon's autograph. Here, it's a long line, so come and join the party over at Discount Drug Mart here in Strongsville. Much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, ESPN 850 WKNR. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here, talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. With over 30 years in Northeast Ohio, it's certain Liberty Ford will make your next vehicle purchase an easy one. A friendly and knowledgeable staff paired with high-quality customer service makes the Liberty experience impossible to beat. Plus, their guaranteed financing, award-winning service department, and body shop just add to it. Visit Liberty Ford today or go to libertyford.com.
Is this the year you start checking off your goals? Like building your savings, building your education, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to help you achieve your goals. So whatever it is you'd like to do, we're ready to help you do it. This is your year. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Hey, Browns fans, Bernie Kosar here. As a former NFL quarterback, I know what it's like to get hit hard. But you can keep your wallet from getting hit hard when you take advantage of Discount Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescription program. Discount Drug Mart offers hundreds of prescriptions and non-prescription medications starting at just $1.99. Just like my offensive line protected me, Discount Drug Mart will protect your wallet. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
A locally based CPA firm can deliver a special quality of service to its clients. That's the philosophy at Maloney & Novotny. As one of the largest full-service CPA firms headquartered in Cleveland, Maloney & Novotny's commitment to unparalleled service and dedication to clients has led to more than 80 successful years in business. With locations in Cleveland, Elyria, and Canton, Maloney & Novotny will personally invest in the best solution for your business. For more, visit MaloneyAndNovotny.com or call 216-363-0100, Maloney & Novotny.
Maggiano's Little Italy specializes in serving lavish portions of authentic Italian-American cuisine. Their menu is large and varied, offering homemade pastas, signature salads, prime steaks, fresh fish, and memorable desserts. They'll treat you like you've been going there forever, even if it's your first visit. Come as you are for lunch or dinner 7 days a week. And Maggiano's is a perfect choice for private events of any size. Maggiano's in Beechwood Place Mall, a great place for friends to share good food and great times.
Hey Cleveland, it's Will Burge, and it's time for another haircut. Check out Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Cuyahoga Falls. Open 7 days a week, even Sundays. Located at the northeast corner of Howe Avenue and Buckholzer Boulevard in Cuyahoga Falls. Follow them on Twitter at LJWickedAwesome.
Be honest. Will a bigger TV or another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? As part of Rosetta Stone's biggest language learning event, we're giving away demos of our powerful language learning software, absolutely free. You can even practice on the go with Rosetta Stone's mobile app. If speaking a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, call now for your free demo. Call 1-800-400-2969. 1-800-400-2969. 1-800-400-2969.
It's Will Burge reminding you to check out my blog, Driven by Menor Nissan, on ESPNCleveland.com. You'll get all of my latest takes on the Browns, Cavs, Tribe, Buckeyes, and more. Brought to you by the all-new Menor Nissan, where you get Nissans for less.
Spring is here, Harley Riders. On Saturday, April 7th, hit the Southeast Harley-Davidson for the annual Easter Egg Extravaganza, happening from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. The best time to save is during the Easter Egg Extravaganza, with 15% off the Harley-Davidson motorcycle collection in the parts department and 20% off Harley-Davidson rain gear and licensed t-shirts. The Easter Egg Extravaganza happens Saturday, April 7th, only at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
Welcoming you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast live from Discount Drug Mart. It's the official drug store of the Cleveland Browns at the store in Strongsville on Prospect and 82. It's the grand opening here. We got all kinds of fans here getting autographs from three of the guys that we've had on this show today with yours truly, Vic Carucci, Bernie Kosar here, Hanford Dixon, Ben Watson, still furiously signing autographs. We want to thank others who were part of this production, and a bunch of you were. We want to thank, of course, Adam Cahill, our on-site engineer, for all his great work in getting this set up. Emmett Golden, the producer. Bridget Hazika doing a tremendous job arranging and making things work for us in a great way. Danielle Lavelli for all her help back at the studio in Berea. Nicole Petricola, thank her for all the social media that's been coming out of here today regarding this show. So we greatly appreciate that. And the folks at Discount Drug Mart are the best. This is really a great crew. They've done a wonderful job getting this whole thing together, and they said it would be a big, fun event. It has been, and we appreciate all of their support throughout. So that's a great thing. We'll do this again. This was a lot of fun. All right, we have got to just tell you that come on out here, Discount Drug Mart in Strongsville, if you want to be part of the party. We will talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The